This is Nila Nishmas, my grandmother, Shifra Bas, Shem Pichas HaKoyin. I had a few thoughts that I was learning and going over that I thought of that I want to try to tie in together. I hope it all makes sense, and everyone, please feel free to join in and give their thoughts. So, the Gemara in Sota discusses how there are four commandments for every single mitzvah. The pasuk says, "Lomar lamed lishmar v'lasos," to learn, to teach, to guard, and to do. The Gemara continues to say that for every commandment, there were four mitzvahs associated with each one. There was the general bracha, there was the specific bracha, there was the general klala, or curse, and then the specific. And the Gemara continues into discussion to say that these specific brachas and klalas were taught on three separate occasions. Machlokes on where, but everyone agrees it was three separate times, which turns out to be a total of 40 possible mitzvahs for each commandment. And when Yaakov and I were learning, we were discussing how that the response that not only do we each ourselves have these the achrayas for these mitzvos and to do all of them, but part of it, or actually in addition to it, I believe, was that it's also on us to ensure that all our friends and our family and everyone we know has that achrayas to do those as well. And it falls on us that if they don't do it, then it falls on us as if we weren't mekayim the mitzvah, and we didn't do our part. Let's put that on hold for now. In this week's parsha, it's discussing about Klal Yisrael after they heard in last week's parsha about the brachas and the klalas, and it was saying how it would be that when Klal Yisrael, you know, listens and starts doing tshuva and takes things to heart, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will start turning things around for them, put them in a better place, and return us to His favor. So, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk says, Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha, ves levav zarecha, ahava es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, u'chol nafshecha l'man chayecha. That Hashem, your God, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children, your offspring, to love Hashem, your God, with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. The Aruch Chaim brings down and asks a question on this pasuk. It says in the same parak, Lamed Pasuk Beis, Mishavta and you will return to Hashem, your God, and listen to His voice. So why is the pasuk here say, Umal Hashem, that Hashem will circumcise your heart? It already seems that Klal Yisrael would have already done tshuva from pasuk Beis. Then in pasuk Ches, it says, V'ata tashuv, and you shall return and listen to Hashem's voice, which would seem that Klal Yisrael has not done tshuva yet. But that can't be because of Shemol Liboy, that Hashem circumcised the heart here in our Pasuk Vav. And if the heart has, and once the heart has come to love Hashem with all its heart and soul, there can be no greater tshuva than this. So why do we have three different psukim and saying three different things? So the Aruch Chaim answers that there are three general categories when it comes to doing Hashem's mitzvahs and to doing tshuva. It is learning Torah, observing the mitzvahs loisaseh, and doing mitzvahs aseh. And therefore, when it comes to discussing how to properly do tshuva, the psukim write all three of these in pasuk beis, vav, and ches, and sets out specific guidance and reward for each step that a person does. So step one is talking about in pasuk beis in regards to the first stage of doing tshuva, is discussing the tshuva of the neglect of learning Torah. As the pasuk says, v'shavta in Hashem, and you will return to Hashem. Pasuk concludes, v'shamata b'kolah, and listen to his voice, which the Aruch Chaim brings down, is reference to learning Torah. That this is the first step to doing tshuva, that once you start with this, then you can move on to the next step, that it's on us to get off on the right path. But step one, let's start learning Torah. Step two is the shmiras of mitzvahs loisaseh, which in our pasuk says, "Umal Hashem elekecha eslevavcha," that Hashem will circumcise your heart. And it is known that the arlas, the barrier of the heart, which keeps a person distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and needs to be circumcised, so to say, is the habit and the deeds of doing bad things that the Torah doesn't allow and the wickedness of the heart wants. Therefore, in our pasuk over here, Vav, it says, "Mal es levavcha," that circumcising the heart, it signifies that the tshuva for doing these transgressions and the desire to them, so that we will circumcise our hearts from all of the bad that we're doing and start putting in to do good and to doing the mitzvahs. Step three is concerning returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing the mitzvahs aseh. The Aruch Chaim says in Pasuk Ches that it says, "V'ata tashu v'asisa es kol mitzvosav." You shall return and perform all his mitzvahs, all his commandments that Hashem commanded you. This is referring to the mitzvahs aseh, the Aruch Chaim says. That once you start doing them, there is a reward that is designated and bestowed upon us for performing these specific mitzvahs. And the Aruch Chaim is telling us that there's a process of doing tshuva, and there's steps to get there. It's not an easy thing, and it's a long process. It's not just you wake up overnight and you're like, okay, I'm going to do all three processes today. Boom. Learning. I'm going to have charata for what I'm doing. I'm going to start doing the mitzvahs. The Aruch Chaim is implying that it's a long journey, but he's laying out the steps for us. And this is the reason why we have three different psukim saying three different things, which in turn is really all the same thing. That all three, yes, they're different, but they're steps which are connected to an ultimate goal of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to doing the ultimate tshuva. During davening every day, we say, you know, by Tachanun, we say the vidui. And during stichos also, and on fast days, we say Avinu Malkeinu. And I noticed this every year, and I probably ask the question every year, the lashon that is always said is Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Gazalnu. It's plural. Us. We. Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. It's always in the lashon of plural. Us. In my mind, I would think that when I'm coming to ask for tshuva, when I'm coming to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is my time to talk to Him. I'm not worried about what everyone else is doing. I'm not worried about what He did. I'm worried about me. Hashem, I messed up. I did this. I don't care about Yenam. Why is it that it's always a plural?
The Chassidim, we say, Ushamni.
Ushamni. Okay, there you go. Okay, which is, yeah.
Even if you don't have Chassidim, you still say.
Nachni.
I'm not sure how you define a Nachni, but moving on.
So it always bothered me. I'm sure I've heard different reasons. I'm sure there are a million different reasons, but I was trying to answer it by myself by trying to tie it in to the Gemara and into this week's Parsha. So started off by discussing about this Gemara and Sota that says that we have an achrayas for 48 mitzvahs. Each commandment has 48 mitzvahs attached to it. And part of it is not only that we have to do it ourselves, but we also have an achrayas to ensure that everyone else around us, our friends, our family, our relatives, also do them. And when they fail,
48.
There's, it's ready. It's Lomay Lami Lishmar Bala. So this is four, and then each one has four, and it was brought down three times. 48. So we have the Christ ourselves, and when we do not hold others accountable, and when we do not help others and assist them to grow, to do mitzvos, then it shows up poorly on us, and that we failed by not doing it. That is in part of why I think we're saying everything in plural. Hashem nu, Bagad nu, Chatan nu, because it's not just me.
Because if I sin, you sin.
What?
You sin, I sin.
Same thing, right? No. If I, as me,
right? If you sin, if the other person sinned, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, what?
If the other person sinned, then I have to. That's on me also.
That's it's falling on me. So not only is it, so it's not only that I'm asking for myself, it's Hashem nu, Bagad nu, we, because if Yenam is doing whatever and I'm not there to help him, then it's chatanu, we sinned. Ashamnu, we have to work on it together. The Christ falls not just on each one of us as an individual, but as collectively as a whole. And I was trying to tie it back into the Archaim in this week's Parsha in regards to the steps. The steps are there lined out for us in the ways of doing tshuva, in the ways of getting closer to Hashem, in regards to doing the mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs lo asay. And the ways that we can get to that ultimate goal of doing tshuva and getting closer to Hashem, to getting the schar, is when we're doing this all together, when we're there to help one another, when we're there not focusing on ourselves in a selfish way, we're focusing on my fellow. And once we're at that stage where we can look at it as anachnu, those steps that the Archaim laid out, the three steps of getting to that ultimate tshuva and to that ultimate reward, will be that much easier because you're not in it alone. You're not doing this by yourself. You have help. You're going to help the guy next to you, and he's going to help you because the price falls on both of you for each of you to help the other person. And I know we're coming up to Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, and we're all gonna daven. And something, I mean, I took about myself, even though some I was told not to, but because this is the time you're supposed to focus on yourself and your tefillahs for yourself, but every day when I'm davening, I always have in mind, for a lot of different people for a lot of different things. And it's not because I want God to do for me. It's because we're in this together. When these people are suffering, I'm suffering. When these people need something, that means I need it also for them. And as we're approaching Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're going to ask for whatever it is that every one of us needs, we should also keep in mind to think of others when we're davening, so that we're doing this together, and that we're here to help one another, and that through that Hashem will say, look, it's not just him looking out for himself. It's Hashem, that we both sinned. We both needed this. We both are davening. Hashem, please help us. We need this. It's not just for me. And in hopes that that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear all of our tefillahs and be more than willing to answer them, and all of it be mekoyim, bekarav.
Amen. 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 Amen.